is because you look for favors in small places. I'm not saying it's as easy, you know, just walking. These are spiritual battles we have to fight. Will you take government jobs? There are people who take government jobs and they don't bribe anybody. You know why? The government jobs come to them when the government people need it. What I mean is that we have something to do next week. We have to get our arrangements ready. The governor has said, or the minister, or the president has said, this thing must be ready. At that time, they don't look for these cut back contractors. They don't. They look for a delivery man, that is a man who will deliver. I've had people give me such testimonies. Please, for the governor, this is important. You guys know, say I know they play ball. They know, please. But can you deliver in 1 week? Sure. In fact, let me give you another advice. If you can do a job in 5 days, tell them you do it in 7 days. If I can do it in 7, tell them it's 9 days. So you always give yourself 2 days of grace. Finish it, and they will pay you your money. Do you understand? Uh-huh. Now, again, let's go back to don't be overly righteous. In Nigeria of today, it's very hard for you to finish collecting your money and say, thank you guys, we're going to see you next time. Hey! Your tire go flat, too. It's hard. For that reason, now that is now what they call appreciation, which some societies, they don't do that, but in Nigeria, well, we are coming up from somewhere, so let's help people along the way.
About when you're, let's say you're going for a job, the government advertises, we need somebody to do this.
Yes.
You put in a bid that you can do it.
Yes.
But they say, okay, you're the best man for the job.
I know.
But before you do this,
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Appreciate us before you do the
job. That one, you tell them, I don't play ball, I'm sorry. Listen, I said it before, doesn't mean you'll get the job. It means you don't play ball. That's it. I'm not going to do it. Like I said, you will see some people who do it. Don't fight them. You are part of the corruption. No, don't. All right? He doesn't have your mission. He doesn't have your ability. That's why, you see, I told you about be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and something. If Dangote wants to do something for government, who betide the man who asked him to mark it up? Are you getting what I'm saying? Someone like Dangote, he wants to do deal with the government. Which mouth do you want to use to say, okay, put mark up for us? The guy will mark you down. You will never see promotion again in your life. No, do you follow what I'm trying to say? There are people that, look, there's no, do you know, this one, I think I believe it. When Chimaroke first became governor of Enugu State, the job Setrako did for him, there was no mark up for anybody. He dealt directly with Setrako. I'm not trying to sing anybody's praise, When Sullivan Chime started doing this route, I don't know about now, I know when he started. I heard one of the major contractors, said he didn't even have the privilege of seeing the man to say, okay, this job you gave us. All he heard is the man said, you guys must deliver, and he pay you on time. The man was fighting for his seat. You understand what I'm saying? He needed to impress all of us. No time for marking anybody up. If you mark up, the man will mark you out. You want them to sack me? So I'm trying. You see, even with government, there are times when serious issues are down. You understand? And people play differently. That's why I said there are some tricks we use. In quotes, you don't come begging. Aish. Make sure you never come begging for anything. Let it be a case of I know they do. If you guys let they go, I have work. You know what happens? Your name is there in the back of everybody's mind. One day, and that's the spiritual side where I say, God will cause them to come to your house and say, please, sir, we need this thing. Just to give you as an example, my chief's brother, I don't know how many of you know university history very well. The last VC of IFE, Roger Makonjola, how many of you know him? That half-caste man, Roger Makonjola, he was the vice chancellor in IFE. He's a very hard-working man. He's my chief's brother. Well, they are the same father. Their mother, his own mother is white, all right? Now, then he was the most efficient chief medical director of any hospital in Nigeria. So when he finished his tenure as the CMD, they wanted to move him to be the vice chancellor. So he contested against many powerful people. And he was the favorite. It was everybody's favorite. I said that when he forwarded names to Abuja, his name didn't follow them. They have skimmed him out. The VC that time, they didn't want him. They wanted to replace him. He's a very straight man. You know, he doesn't chop your money. He's a psychiatrist. He doesn't chop your money. He just does business, just does his work. So the man, they didn't take him as VC. So he took sabbatical and traveled abroad. Then court fight broke out on campus and four students were shot to death by students. And the vice chancellor was indicted as being the kingpin behind one of the cults. So they sacked him. The list he forwarded to Abuja was sacked. You understand the list? Finally, they said, okay, people, students, lecturers, who do you want as VC? They said, Roger Makonjola. The man was abroad. I know. His younger sister is my chief, Dr. Banjo. They called him back from UK where he was to come and be vice chancellor in Ife. Because the crisis was bad. Students were dead. The VC was behind the cult. So everything just cuckoo scatter. So government said, wait, I'm tired of all this nonsense. Who is the VC that everybody wants? They say, it's that man. They called him back. No election, no, the president just said, oh yeah, you are the next VC. Yes, sir. And that was it. So you see, such things happen. Now we should get ready for such things. My own message is that corruption in Nigeria must stop. Do you understand my point? Therefore, it's good time. You are just building your business. Make up your mind. I won't be part of this urukuruku. You know, that will not be part of it. Do you understand? But again, like I said, Nigeria is coming out. So don't do overly righteous. You understand? That what I mean by overly righteous is that when you finish collecting your money, okay, as they go, oh, it was nice working with you guys. Give people gifts. It's okay. You even do that, you know, normally. So, you know, those guys, the last time I went to a bank, one man so helped me so much that I said, this help is not normal. When I was leaving, I gave him money. He said, money, sir. Okay, let me help you with that. Are they still keeping you waiting? And this guy's a security man. What's your business? Now, keeping me waiting, I knew the manager. Now, you get my point? It wasn't as if I was being really kept waiting. While I was waiting to get something done, I just phoned the manager. So I was looking through the glass. I saw him and said, Pastor Banky, how now? How you did? I said, I'm in front of you. Where are you? So I didn't do that to impress anybody, really. It was just a matter of fact. I walked into the bank that I knew the manager. So I said, I'm in front of you. He said, come into the office now. So I dropped my phone in my pocket, went to the office with Joseph for a while they were processing my papers, and then I came out. But the man said, are you still waiting? What is remaining? I said, he should know. I mean, I'm on first name terms with his manager. You follow what I mean? This is help, no be ordinary eye. So I quickly prepared some money when I was leaving. The Bible says, give to all that ask of this. So, hey, mama, of course, he can't ask me. Mama, thanks for all the help, man. Thank you, sir. In my mind, it's an Igbo proverb. Say, you were not expecting the food, but you brought spoon out of your pocket. There's one proverb like that. You know the proverb? He said, this is too much. I wasn't expecting it. Then he shook out of her pocket. Spoon up here. So sometimes you do that. You follow what I'm saying? Please, I hope I answered the question a bit. I know it can be a tricky situation. And you see, like I said, unless you don't love your life unto death, you understand what I mean in that situation? There, just look, I don't want to do. And I mean, why get money that every day your conscience won't be at peace? It can be terrible. I've had a situation where somebody said, I will supply you this thing for 1 million. I said, let me set things in motion. Then finally, it brings in the quotation. I said, how much is this? He said, you don't understand. Guy said, me, I make 3 million. I look up. Of course, the thing was never bought because the money was not outrageous. It wasn't the kind of money I could pay. I mean, then in my unit, the maximum money we could pay without asking anybody was 50,000 naira. One man showed up one day. There was one equipment needed in my department. How much is this? He said, 300,000. I looked the man. I said, okay, let's not talk too much. 300,000 is beyond my ability to approve as a unit head in one particular. That's what we do things in my hospital. Then one head of department. I said, the maximum I can approve is 50,000 naira. I said, no, there's no quarrel. This one has now become the one for the big orgas to approve. So please supply proper quotes for the big orgas. He came back, the thing that increased by 100,000. That is, he was hoping I would be the one to settle the 300K level. When I made it clear to him that my level Now 50,000. I said, this one has to go higher. Ah, the man looked, I said, this one. Of course, I finally bought it, and I still bought it now. I just called my chief in Lagos. I beg, help me arrange some. And they arrange and bring her. I pay 45,000. That one I could approve. You see, government in Nigeria is very inefficient. Stop praying that Nepal will work. Pray that Nepal will be sold. You sell Nepal, next day it becomes efficient. I hope I answered some of that question, sir. Thank you. One more question. All right, I have...
Praise God.
Okay, let me answer this too, because I've been keeping them before. I will now go and share grace, and they're still in my hands. Someone said, how do you deal with bad debts? People owing your business for too long and reluctant to pay. Oh, well, you go pray. Oh. You go pray. And then if you can harass people a bit, it will do you good. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. My wife talks to you, you will repent. It's a gospel. Look at you, as tall as you are. I had respect for you. Right now, you have this height in my face. I used to look at you and think that what a man of God. But now when I think of you, I doubt it. Whether you're even a believer, I don't know. All because of 6,000 naira. Now, next day you go pay. That kind of gospel. When they preach you like that, you go pay. You buy respect back for yourself. So if you can do it, it's good. There are guys who will block your car. Say, you know the pastor? That one is not good. That one is not good. Just send text messages, call the person. After a while, but let me just tell you something. Like I tell my wife when she does, I said, you know the reason why you make profit in your business? She said, well, I said, because part of it is that you are bearing risk. That's why my wife has a very good return policy. Do you understand what I mean? Sometimes something, in fact, there was a day she sold something on somebody else's behalf. And that, I think it was now bad. So now, she told the person who owned it. It's not as if she was the one doing the business. I just said, because she could market. The person was, after all, it was good when they bought it. When my wife was telling me, I said, forget it. If she doesn't agree to refund the money or replace it, well, for getting involved, you've just lost money. You refund the person's money, but like I always say, everything is a seed. But good enough, she brought it for me to look at. It was an electronic gadget, so I fiddled with it, and then I found that it was actually working. It was just that people didn't know how to manipulate it. But there was a lesson in that. I said, the reason why you are making profit is that sometimes you just have to bear risk. So people who you are making profit from, like maybe you get your supplies for Lagos. Instead of them going to Lagos, they pay you part of their transport money. The risk, they pay you part of the risk money. All those things put together is what you call profit. Alright? And the time, the payment for the time you invest in the whole thing. Do you understand what I mean? So that's one thing. So when you are doing business, remember that you are bearing risk. Part of the risk is that if you agree for people to owe you money, part of the risk is that there are some monies you can't collect. That's just part of it. So bear that one in mind. Alright? But as much as possible, you say, look who you they sell something to. Do you understand what I'm saying? I told you that my wife sells wristwatches. Some of them are expensive. If you don't wear correct suit, she won't sell you the watch. No, I know what I'm saying. You know, if your shoe doesn't show that you have money, why should you sell a 60,000 naira watch to you on credit? Now you look for wahala now. That's the problem with aggressive marketing. If you're an aggressive marketer, some people won't pay you and they won't feel bad. Because the day they bought it, it was pressure from you. I tell my wife, aggressive marketing. No, it's not agreed. It's not allowed. Offer the people, I have this for sale. Will you be interested? This is the price range. Say, I don't have money. Now don't say, buy now, you will pay later. Once you say that, you already agreed that I may not pay later. So please, I hope I answered that question. Pressure the people a bit. Pray a lot. All right? And please, don't pressure people to buy if they are not willing to buy. And once somebody refuses to pay you once, don't give him credit again. Unless you want to dash him something. Nothing wrong. You can forgive people. You know that? You can forgive him like, okay, you didn't pay me last time, so this time around, I will give you, but I know you still won't pay, but I feel like you should have it. You are saying in the back of your mind. Anything beyond that, don't even try it. Is that okay? All right. I'm a student, teacher. And sometimes when I collect money from them, I feel bad, but I need this money. Please advise me on this. Somebody said I'm a student and a teacher. And I organize tutorial for students. And the course of teaching, I preach the gospel, and some of them are led to Christ. The gospel is jara now. This is business. So collect your money. Person says, sometimes I feel bad. How should you feel bad? Because you preach the gospel to them. Okay, stop preaching the gospel to them. All right, a bit, let's settle it. That is, lecture is from 3 to 4. 4 o'clock, class dismissed. I have a gospel. Who wants to hear it? Sit down. Collect your money at 4 o'clock. Then start preaching for free. And don't take offering at 4:15. That is overly righteous you are trying to do. There is nothing wrong with collecting your money in Jesus' name. Amen. There is nothing wrong with collecting your money. I hope that is clear. Please, look. Making profit is the will of God. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Because you preach the gospel. That's the jara on it now. If I'm a transporter, and as you are on my bus, I'm driving, I can be playing TD Jakes for you, or even Pastor Banky. It doesn't mean that when I get there, and I say, hey, you guys have heard the gospel, let me refund your money. What is it? I should even charge you. I should take offering on behalf of Pastor Banky that you have been. What do you see? I finished praying to you. I say, brethren, you have already paid me for this lecture, but I wanted to support this ministry. Come forward and give 1,000 naira right now. If you do that, I won't even be angry with you. How much when I say, I'm feeling bad, when I'm collecting my money. Take your time. Don't let me be angry with you. Look, I better ask your question before I take this one.
Actually, I wanted to just add a few words to what Chike asked. I know of a businessman here in Enugu that has been doing business with government for a long time. And I talked with him this year, and he said he's tired. You know, he's tired because each time he does business with them, there are these issues about conscience that he has to deal with after he is through with the job. He may make profit from it. That's clear. He will make profit from it. But the issues of conscience are more serious to him than the profit he's making. So because of that, and secondly, in doing business with government, sometimes you send your bid documents and they turn it down. Severally, he has paid maybe consultants to prepare some of these documents which he's going to send to the government. So he will have spent millions of naira in trying to package the documents for government, and everything is lost. So he's saying, this year, why doesn't he just, with, you know, gather all that money he will have used to bid and service, because he has segmented his market that his people is servicing, and service the other people better. Because he reckons that he's getting money from the other segments of the market he's servicing because of the value he's adding to them. So is it possible that he can take the money he will have used to bid and all that, and the stress, and put it on the other people he's servicing them, and as it were, till that ground and get more from it? So I thought maybe I could just share this, since largely, well, all everybody here will still be getting into the government, we're still very young, but we could just try to service the other segments of the market till we get a voice in the public place, then we can now dictate things.
You know, just to amplify that, and then I'll begin to round off with that. Do I have any other question? No. All right. Then we'll pray and then we'll go. I just want to emphasize this again. Please, the major reason why I did this thing is I want brethren to stop thinking small. I want them to realize that the time will come, all right, that you'll be so big that this one that you are bidding for, the issue is not the matter. Then, government will call you and say, please, all these other guys, they have failed us. Let's just do business with you on this one. And then, you understand, we'll get good results. Do you understand? Like I said, that's why I said, don't write off government like, I will never do business with government. No. But then, like this man said, like the person you are quoting, they have tried. So what you do, you cut your, you just set your limits. I'm not interested in all these things. But just know in the back of your mind that one day something will open and I will be willing to do it for them. But until that time, my job is to keep growing. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, I gave an assignment the other day. I think I said, look, think about something that you really want to do. Do you understand? And it's not just do as if, look, there are businesses you do because you were in school and you needed to make some money. That's good. But that's for school period. Like somebody who gave us the issue of he made 100,000 and I didn't know him. But that one ended. We understand. School period is over. We're talking about things you can start building now. All right? Don't just walk out of a job you are doing. All right? I say, I want to start my business. Start it while you are doing that job. Do it in a small fashion. Do you understand? So that job still gives you some support, and then you can now continually reinvest and amplify this one. You get what I'm saying? You reinvest, amplify it until it becomes very big. And when this has become very big, then you can now displace yourself from serving Laban and go and build an inheritance for yourself. Do you follow? Why I brought that up is that it's so crucial that we build something that is great, and let's not be small. All right? You don't have to eat any profit immediately. Just keep on building something that is great. There are things you will do. Let me just tell you, it just came to my heart. You will lose money. But you see, money lost physically, when done with integrity, with righteousness, with a sense of a mission, the spiritual side of it is never lost. It's never lost. That money will come back to you. It will come back to you. So don't be afraid of loss. Don't be afraid to leap from where you are to a bigger level. One day somebody is going to offer you a machine that can cut clothes, all right, at 10 times the rate that you are cutting now, except that it's going to cost all the money you have, and you will even owe the bank $500,000. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Face it with this attitude. If I perish, I perish. But I will refuse to remain small like this forever. Let it be that I died trying to become big. Someone will get to heaven. When they say, where are the big men? I will be numbered. You follow what I'm saying? Please, that's what I want. Let's start. Look, without you and I developing, the nation will never develop. Are you getting my point? Without you and I developing, the nation will never develop. And I have good news for you. You have enough. God has. The reason why you are here is because God poured a special substance in you that if you will stretch forth your hand like the rod of Moses and stretch it over the sea, you will see the Red Sea divide. I hope you are getting my point. As a matter of fact, you are not a failure. God never gave birth to anybody called a failure. Therefore, you cannot be one. Unless maybe you're a Muslim or a Guru Maharaj worshipper that just sneaked in here. But if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, take it from me, you are not a failure. Listen, don't let Satan use fear to make you do that which is not right. Follow righteousness. All the things that we have been teaching, please. It's the word of God. Upon it, this earth was founded. So if you walk by it, you will most certainly build something that will be substantial on this earth. You know what Paul said? I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you your own inheritance amongst them that are sanctified. Do you understand that? It's well with you. If you believe that, say amen. Please start developing your business strategy. It's good to read books, and I think you should. But there's something I have noticed. Being a preacher over the years, a lot of times, all I just do is just rise up one night, take a piece of paper, and start thinking. The book, The Blessing, I give that as a testimony all the time. I wrote it while waiting for my wife to pick up a dress. I was in the car. We had a little baby. Akindu had just been born. And she entered. A thought just came to my head. I just took a piece of paper and wrote everything down. I went back home later, developed it. And that's the book, The Blessing. I'm a preacher. Maybe you are not. But there's a thought like that that will drop into your head and will shake your world. Do you understand that? Let us pray. Let us rise to our feet.